SBS Radio.
14 вересня 2019 року в місті Каура відбулося урочисте святкування 70-ліття заснування Союзу Українок Австралії. На місці колишнього військового табору, в якому з 1947 по 1956 роки поселили нових мігрантів, біженців з Європи, Displaced Persons, тепер там є парк, названий на честь цих перших мігрантів «Європа-парк». Мігранти, біженці-чоловіки з Європи, мали відпрацювати за контрактом 2 роки, а жінок та дітей українців заселили в міграційний табір в Коурі. 13 вересня 1949 року в таборі було організовано перший відділ Союзу Українок Австралії. Першочерговим завданням були організувати навчання для дітей, забезпечити збереження української культури в Австралії та допомога тим українцям, хто її потребує, особливо молодим жінкам, у яких не було поруч родини. З 1999 року, а саме з 50-ї річниці заснування СОА, кожні 5 років союзянки збираються на місці заснування СОА, щоб вшанувати пам'ять про засновниць організації, особливо першу голову Ірену Піленську та голову управи Марію Москаль з громади Каврамати. Цього року до урочистостей приєднався посол України Австралії доктор Микола Колініч з дружиною пані Оленою та мер міста Каура Біл Уест, а також голова Національної жіночої ради Австралії Енні Кіфер, голова Ротарі Каури містер Брайан Марш. Також з'їхалися союзянки з Сіднею, Канбери та штату Вікторія. Гімни України та Австралії прозвучали у виконанні жіночого хору «Суцвіття» з Сіднею. Танцювальним привітам дівчата з ансамблю «Заграва» вручили коровай послові та меру міста Каура. В своїй промові Біл Уест, мер міста Каура, наголосив, що мігранти з Європи збагатили культурне життя Австралії, і місцеві жителі і досі зберігають добру згадку про табір та мігрантів. Також він запропонував зробити наступний щорічний фестиваль в Каврі, присвяченим Україні. Посол України доктор Микола Кулініч подякував союзянкам за їхній внесок в збереження української культури. Голова краєвої управи СОА Люба Квасниця розповіла про основні досягнення СОА за роки його існування. Отець УОПЦ Михайло Смоленець та отець Мітрат УГКЦ Симон Цькуй провели молитву та разом з усіма заспівали вічну пам'ять відійшовшим в кращий світ союзянкам. До прапора Союзу Українок було символічно покладено вінок з австралійських квітів, як символ того, що сучасне покоління союзянок пам'ятає та шанує засновниць. Цей вінок сплели талановиті австралійські жінки з Каврської жіночої спілки. Вони використали квіти, які виростають на місці колишнього табору. Після цього був святковий обід в клубі Каура, де гостям були вручені подарунки від СОА, а посол, в свою чергу, подарував союзянкам рушник та збірник українських пісень з нотами. Виступали голови управи СОА штату Вікторія Наталка Солочинська, та Люба Квасниця розповідала про історію СОА та подальші плани. Софія Дубик-Ебот розповіла про проєкт допомоги дітям-сиротам в Україні, який проводить університет Кертін з Перту, та закликала підтримати цей проєкт. Гостей розважали танцювальними номерами від ансамблю «Заграва» хореограф Марійка Шушняк, а також співав хор «Суцвіття». Смачний коровай від пані Тамари Базалицької – додав українського колориту австралійському обіду. Голова краєвої управи СОА Люба Квасниця, найстарша присутня союзянка Наталка Ткаль та наймолодша союзянка Оленка Сліпецька розрізали святковий торт, який приготувала Лілія Матіюк. При вході союзянки продавали календар «Вишиванка 2020», який нещодавно випустила краєва управа зі світлинами з показу вишиванок. Спонсорами свята стала Фундація Карпати та громада Кабрамати. Виступає голова краєвої управи Люба Квасниця.
I got called Natalie Solochinsky up. She wanted to deliver a greeting from the Victorian branch personally. So we'll just do that and then I'll continue. If you come forward.
О, з Вікторії. Так.
Greetings everyone.
Дорогі гості, вельми шановні союзянки, Статова управа Союзу Українок Вікторії щиросердечно вітає членство Союзу Українок Австралії із 70-річним ювілеєм. Союз Українок Австралії започаткував свою діяльність тут у Коврі у 1949 році і був першою організацією на терені Австралії. Українське жіноцтво завжди було активним і в суспільному, і в релігійному житті. За 70-річну історію існування Союз Українок зміг зробити чимало корисних справ у різних ділянках суспільно-культурного життя на цім континенті та для своєї батьківщини. Дорогі союзянки, бажаємо вам Божого благословення, щоб дух надії надалі супроводжував вас і давав сили, енергію, наснагу для добрих і корисних справ тут в Австралії та рідній батьківщині Україні. Щиросердечно дякую. Святова управа Вікторії та всі наші відео.
The greetings that we've received greetings from the Ukrainian Youth Organization, SUN, who are always ready to give us a hand, and we're always ready to work with them too. So thank you very much. We have greetings from one of our sponsors, the Tower Party Foundation, which has helped us organize today. I've paid for the bus, actually, so, you know, all of those who travel from Sydney. Greetings from the Honorary Consul in Sydney. We have greetings from our South Australian branch, who unfortunately could not join us. We have greetings from the World Federation of Ukrainian Women's Organizations, who we have been a member of that association for the last 69 years.
Wow.
So we are one of the founding members of the World Women's Ukrainian Women's Association. And then we have a special greeting. The Ukrainian Women's Association is a proud supporter of the philanthropists in Ukraine who sponsor the language contests that run throughout Ukraine. This is called the Yatsik Foundation. We have been sponsors of theirs for many, many years. And I got a lovely letter from them for all of you, which will be published, which has told us that the amounts of money that we have spent have sponsored scholarships in every region of Ukraine. So all over Ukraine, there are people who are grateful for your efforts. So keep working, girls. We've got another collection coming later this year. So, and the best part I've really got to tell you is he finished off his letter very beautifully. It says, "Прийміть наші щирі запевнення в незмірній адорації всіх вас. Віримо разом з вами в остаточну українську перемогу, інакше просто не може бути. Слава Україні, героям слава." So girls, the next time you're having a really bad day, just remember there's a group of men in Kiev who absolutely adore you. That's got to lift your spirit. The UWA was founded in September, as we've said, in 1949 at the Migrant Holding Center in Cowra. It's a largish town, as everyone who lives here knows, up some 4.5 hours from Sydney and 2.5 hours from Canberra, by a group of very idealistic and far-sighted women in order to preserve their Ukrainian identity and their traditions so very far away from their native land. After World War II in 1948, the Australian government encouraged immigrants, displaced persons who were stranded in Germany and could not return to their homelands because these had been occupied by Soviet powers. Amongst these displaced persons, there were a lot of Ukrainians. The Australian government at that time saw a need to build up post-war Australia. Australia suffered great losses, and they realized that this large and underpopulated continent could be vulnerable, so they offered these folk a new home. What a brave move for many of them. A step into the unknown, a land where the seasons are back to front. Fancy having Christmas in summer. Where the language was quite foreign to them, and there is this sense of wide open space that anyone who has lived in cities in Europe would have been totally amazed at. Having survived what was close to 3 months at sea to get to Australia, they were then transported to converted military barracks as their first home. Adult immigrants were sent to work out their contracts wherever they were needed and in whatever capacity they were needed, while women and children were housed in the migrant holding centres until some other form of accommodation was found by their husbands and fathers. Having fled war-torn Europe, far from their homes and families, and all that was familiar to them, they found themselves in this strange, distant land where even though the people were welcoming, they did not understand them and nor their problems. But Ukrainian women have always been survivors and were always the guardians of their ways, their culture, and their traditions. So on the 13th of September, 1949, our association was founded under the leadership of Irena Polanska, Lida Hayevsky-Denes, and others. Work began immediately, and by Christmas that year, they had organized a Ukrainian school for the children, a dance ensemble, and some choral groups, so that at that first Christmas Eve, the fields of Kara resounded to Ukrainian Christmas carols, and others were entertained by and exposed to some aspects of our rich culture. This then set the ground rules for our organization. And for many years after they left Kara, UWA ran Ukrainian schools in all areas where Ukrainians later settled. It should be mentioned here that the UWA was the first Ukrainian organization to be formed in Australia. Us girls can't help ourselves. If something needs to be done, we just go ahead and do it. The UWA was important in all aspects of Ukrainian life. While the men built the churches and other centres, the women were the ones to make sure that they were all fed, that the churches were adequately decorated with Ukrainian embroidery. They were the ones who organised bazaars, lotteries, lunches, dances, etc., in order to raise funds to complete these projects. They also spent much time showing and explaining our traditions and culture to others. And as early as 1953, they joined the National Council of Women in Australia, a relationship which continues to this day. The association spread to four states in Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, and Western Australia. And at its height, it had over 750 members. Conventions are held every 3 years to elect a new federal executive and a president. Thus far, we've had 11 very talented and dynamic women lead us. So, you know, I face an uphill battle trying to fill those shoes. And I'm just grateful I'm not number 13. Not suspicious. Oh, superstitious. The work of the UWA was firstly to help establish our Ukrainian community here in Australia, by raising funds to assist in establishing our churches, our community halls, our schools, our youth groups, and in developing our cultural, literary, and artistic life. Help was also given to those in need, both here and overseas. When Ukraine regained its independence, all work was focused in assisting Ukraine to develop and to assist the poor, orphans, and the incapacitated. After the Maidan in 2014 and the start of the war on Ukraine Eastern's boundary, work was focused in raising funds to assist the wounded veterans, widows and orphans. In the last 5 years, 400,000 has been sent to assist these causes. In the last couple of years, we've decided to consolidate our fundraising efforts and work very closely with our umbrella association, the Federation of Ukrainian Organisations in Australia, which has created, through Rotary, the Crisis in Ukraine Fund, which works through Caritas in Ukraine to fund projects which help in the rehabilitation of wounded veterans, projects to develop emergency services training, projects to care for widows and orphans, and our latest project to develop occupational therapy training in Ukraine. Almost done. For those of you who wonder what it is that we do now, just let me fill you in on what's happened since last October. October was the month of Invictus Games, These were held in Sydney, so the UWA with the rest of the Ukrainian community rallied to make the Ukrainian team feel welcome and at home here, so that apart from gold medals, the team took back wonderful memories of Australia. And apparently, kangaroos are fascinating. They're not just a danger on our roads. Also, some of our girls completed at the Seven Bridges Walk, raising funds for the Cancer Council. That's a walk of about 28 kilometres in Sydney. And it was absolutely disgusting because while we were panting for breath, my 8-year-old granddaughter was doing handstands. November is the month that we take opportunity to educate everyone about the genocide that was Holodomor. Last year marked 85 years since Stalin's plan to starve the Ukrainian people in Ukraine into submission and into collectivization, an experiment that cost more than 6 million lives. Some of the survivors of this period made their way to Australia and only recently have found the courage to speak about the horror that was their childhood. Our members helped to write their stories and assisted in organising a photo exhibition in Melbourne of these eyewitnesses. And this exhibition has actually travelled overseas and was opened in Kyiv not very long ago. In Ukraine, it's become a tradition to light a candle for the victims of this genocide at 4 p.m. on the last Saturday of November. In Sydney, we organised a flash mob in Martin Place to light a candle, hold a minute's silence, and to show solidarity. This attracted some interest from passers-by and was a good opportunity to explain to Australians and others just what had happened in Ukraine. December and January were relatively easy. Just organised two Christmases and two New Year's Eves. February and March, we had a visit from the Ukrainian Catholic University to raise funds for scholarships for talented students who could not afford the type of education offered there. Sydney and Melbourne managed to raise upwards of $140,000, and our girls were the backbone of the committees organising this. April saw fundraising at the Easter bazaars, and also the baking and preparation of Easter food for those of our old folk who cannot do it for themselves. In May, in cooperation with the Embassy of Ukraine, we held the Shemanka Day. That's a word you all have to learn. This is going to happen every year. You are going to hear about the Shemanka, our embroidery, every year from now on. The event was held at the National Gallery in Canberra, where authentic period costumes from 14 different areas of Ukraine were shown in a parade, and further embroidery was featured as a static display. Subsequently, a calendar has been produced highlighting these outfits, and it's actually for sale up the back there if anyone's interested later. The Shemanka Day occurs on the third Thursday in May every year. Everyone wears an embroidered shirt, and this has now become a global event. Next year, we'll be holding the Shemanka Day exhibition in Sydney. So mark that day in your calendars. It's planned to hold a large exhibition in a different capital city in Australia annually. Then there was the preparation to do our bit at the Independence Day Festival. So you see, we never have a dull moment in our lives, and there's still so much more to do.
Кавери для радіо СБС Тетяна Колдуненко.
sbs.com.au